我们有一个属属天的这个荣耀在我们魂间。
And this is unshakable reality in us.
这是一个不能改变的事实在我们的里面。
But how about the other people?
在我们周围的人怎么样呢？
As we are looking at the life situations around us.
当我们看看我们周围的环境的时候
，Some are very close to us, like a school shooting in Uvalde, Texas.
在我们周围发生的事情，就像学校里发生的枪杀案。
We will quickly come to a conclusion that this world desperately needs the heavenly sunshine of Jesus.
所以我们就能够很快的做一个决定，说这个世界真的是非常的需要这个荣耀的福音，这个荣耀的光，属天的光。
My dear brothers and sisters, this is our responsibility to point people to Jesus.
这是我们的责任，要把人带到耶稣的面前。
And to let the heavenly sunshine shine to the world through us.
让这个属天的荣耀能够借着我们彰显出来。
I understand that we all have our own busy lives with job, family, school, and the church.
我知道我们的生活都非常的忙碌，我们有工作，有学校，有家庭。
We could easily turn our back to what's going on around us.
我们非常容易的就会忽略周围的事情。
We're getting together, singing this wonderful hymn, and had heavenly sunshine flooding our soul.
我们来唱这首歌，有荣耀的属天的荣耀来充满我们的魂间。
But guys, how about our neighbors?
那么我们的邻舍呢
？Our schoolmates，
我们的同学呢
？Our friends and other people out there in the darkness，
我们的朋友，那些在黑暗当中的朋友们。
The Lord Jesus in Matthew 5:14 said to his followers，
主耶稣在马太福音第五章十四节里那里讲
，He said that you are the light of the world and the city set on a hill。
你们是世上的光，那个城照在山上。
Guys, we got the heavenly sunshine.
我们就是那个天上的荣光。
It is unshakable.
是一个不能震动的光。
But it's gonna flood all the nations.
而且也要充满这个世界。
And this is our due response to Jesus' calling.
这是我们对主耶稣的呼召的一个责任。
Also, this hymn reminds me that even in the Old Testament times,
这首诗歌也提醒我在旧约的时候
those godly men and women who was running after God's purpose,
这些属神的人，他们来追求这个神的目的。
Hebrews 11, it says that they were often situated in difficult circumstances.
希伯来书第十一章里面讲到，这些人经常在处于一个非常艰难的环境里面。
Some were tortured and tempted.
他们被折磨，他们被试探。
Even they were put to death with the sword.
甚至被锯死。
They were destitute, afflicted, and ill-treated.
他们是穷乏的，他们是患难的，是困苦的。
Some they had to wander in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground.
甚至是在旷野里面，在山林里面，在山洞里面，在地穴里面。
How could they have finally gained approval through their faith?
他们最后怎么能够因着这个信得到这个确据呢
？And run through their race following God.
在他们跟随神的路，跟随主的路上
，Guys, because there's a heavenly sunshine flooding their soul，
是因为有这个天上的荣光充满他们的魂间。
Otherwise, they won't be able to move one single step further in following God。
否则的话，他们不可能在跟随主的路上再往前再走一步。
So as in today, we are having so many things to deal with in our daily life if we want to follow in Jesus.
所以我问你们，在今天在我们的生活里面，我们这么多的困难要来对付，我们要来跟随主的话。
There are the things, they are the things that could easily drag our feet.
这些事情可以拖我们的脚。
And not be able to move forward.
使我们不能够往前行走。
What we can do with this kind of things?
我们怎么办呢
？The answer is this hymn.
这个答案就是在这首诗歌里面。
We got to turn to the heavenly sunshine and let it flood our soul.
我们需要面向这个天上的荣光，让它来充满我们的魂间。
So you and I will be able to make a straight path for our foot.
我们可以能够有一个走这条直路。
And press on to our goal.
能够继续往前，朝着我们的目标来往前走。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
For this wonderful assurance that in our heart that Jesus is mine.
在我们的里面有个确据，就是主耶稣是属于我们的。
The blood of Jesus is mine.
这个主耶稣的宝血是属于我的。
The salvation of Jesus is mine.
这个主耶稣的救恩是属于我的。
The life of Jesus is mine.
主耶稣的生命是属于我的。
Everything in Jesus is mine.
主耶稣里面的每一样东西都是我的。
Lord, we thank you for this assurance.
主，我们为了这样的确据感谢你。
Lord, we pray that you will make this assurance in us and into a reality in our life.
主，我们祷告说，愿这个确据在我们的生活里面能够成为一个实际。
So we may testify to Jesus.
所以我们可以如此来见证主耶稣。
So we may let Jesus shine through us.
可以让主耶稣借着我们能够发出光来。
Lord, we thank you for this time we're getting together before you.
我们为了下面的时间聚集在你面前而感谢你。
We pray that you will give us a listening ear.
我们祷告求你给我们一个可听的耳朵。
So we may receive your word to the deepest bottom of our heart.
可以把你的话接到我们最深的深处。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Now, would you please turn your Bible with me to Genesis chapter 1?
我们一起来翻到创世纪第一章。
Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪第一章。
As usual, I'm going to read in English, and our sister will read the Chinese translation for us.
弟兄要读英文，我来读中文。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
创世纪第一章第一节。
In the beginning, God created heavens and the earth.
起初神创造天地。
And then let's turn to verse 26 through 27.
然后我们来看26节、27节。
Then God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creepy thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image, in the image of God he created him.Male and female, he created them.
神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
Our next Bible reading is chapter 2, verses 15 through 17.
我们来读第二章第十五节到第十七节。
Then Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat.For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。耶和华神吩咐他说：园中各样树上的果子，你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子，你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
The last verse is from chapter 3, verse 21.
最后一句话是第三章第二十一节。
Also for Adam and his wife, the Lord God made tunics of skin and clothed them.
耶和华神为亚当和他妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿。
One of the things that is so meaningful about the Bible is how God has arranged His Word.
关于圣经里是这样子有意义的一件事情是神如何来安排他的话。
When God gave us that all 66 books of the Bible,
当神把六十六卷书给我们的时候
He arranged the first three chapters of Genesis to serve as the introduction for everything else that goes on in the rest of the books.
神就把这创世纪的前面三章作为整本圣经的一个介绍。
When we read today's Bible readings,
当我们今天来读圣经的时候
we probably think, well, they're just all about the beginning. We probably think they're just all about the beginning.
我们会觉得说前面这三章只是讲到一个事情的开始。
Yes, it is true, they are all about the beginning.
的确是就是讲到事情的开始。
But most importantly,
但是更重要的是
they are the foundation for us to understand the whole Bible.
这是我们理解全本圣经的一个根基。
As the revelation of God of who He is and who we are.
来启示我们神是谁，我们是谁。
And from this foundation we will come to know.
从这个根基里面我们可以知道
why we are here and what God has offered to us.In and through Himself.
可以让我们知道说我们为什么在这里面，神借着他自己给我们提供了什么。
It won't be possible for us to understand the whole Bible without these three chapters.
如果我们没有这三章，我们对整本圣经不可能有一个全面的了解。
So let's go to the Bible readings in Genesis chapter 1.
所以我们来到了创世纪第一章。
It tells us very clearly that God is the origin. God is the start point of all things in our life on earth.
这里清楚地告诉我们，我们在地上的生活，神是一切万事的开始。
The Bible tells us God is the creator of the heavens and the earth.
他也是创造天地的这个创造主。
Not only us as human beings, but also the environment around us.
不光是作为我们人类，而且是包括我们周围所有的环境。
When we see billions and billions of stars out there in the sky,
当我们看到这天上这个上亿的星星的时候
，we see the great mountains and the creeks and the streams around them.
我们看到这个高山，我们看到这个低谷的时候
，we see the oceans.
我们看到这个海洋和溪流的时候
beautiful trees and flowers.
看到那些漂亮的、美丽的树和花的时候
，and animals there in the sky, water, and the land.
包括天上的、地上的、水底下的动物。
So, dear brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us that they are all created by God.
所以弟兄姊妹，这圣经就告诉我们，这些都是被神所创造的。
Then He placed His created man and woman in the center of the creation.
然后他就把这个所创造的人，男人和女人，放在他所创造的中间。
And listen, this is very important.
请听，这是非常重要的。
In verse 26, God said to Adam and Eve,
在二十六节，神对亚当和夏娃说
，That you are my appointees,
你是我被任命的
，To rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over every living thing that moves on the earth.
可以让你来管理着天上的鸟、地上的牲畜和地上所有的活物。
So, dear brothers and sisters, men and women are not only created, but also created for purpose.
所以人不光是受造，而且受造有一个目的。
I want you to picture yourself.
所以我想让你脑子里有一个图画。
For a moment, being in the theater.
可以想象你自己在这个剧院里面
For the first performance of a new play
在这个剧的一开始
Usually before the curtain goes up
通常在这个帘子升起来的时候
The author of the play walks on the stage
这个剧的剧本的作者就会走到这个台上
and to introduce himself to the audience.
把他自己向这个观众作为介绍。
He tells who he is.
他来讲一下他是谁。
He tells you why he wrote this play.
他为什么会写这个剧本。
And what this play is all about.
这个剧本的目的是关于什么。
The author doesn't want to walk onto the stage just for presenting an argument of his own existence.
这个作者不是为了到这个讲台上去，只是来为他自己的这个存在有一个争论。
If he does that, he's stupid.
如果他真这样做了，那真的是很愚昧。
The author want to.Goes onto the stage.
这个作者走到这个舞台上
to face the audience.
来面对这个观众
because he simply wants to speak about the very purpose of his work.
就是为了要解说他这个剧本的目的
Dear brothers and sisters, this is exactly how the Bible begins.
这就是这个圣经是怎样开始的。
It says in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
这里说起初神创造天地。
God has never created anything without a reason and a purpose.
神创造事情不是说是没有目的也没有原因的。
God is purpose God.
神是一个有目的的神。
Everything in his design, in his creation has a purpose.
每一件他所创造、所设计的东西都有一个目的。
Every plan has a purpose.
每一个计划、星球都有一个目的。每一个计划都有一个目的。
Plant.
每一个树木都有一个目的。
Every star has a purpose.
每一个星球都有一个目的。
Every animal has a purpose.
每一个动物都有一个目的。
And the very fact that your heart is beating, my heart is beating.
是你的心脏在跳动，我的心脏在跳动。
And we are able to breathe now.
我们现在也可以呼吸。
Makes our life meaningful that God has a reason for creating us.
使我们的生命有一个目的，有一个意义，是为了神创造的目的。
So our life and every life situation that comes to us.
使我们的生活和我们周围所遇到的每一件事情
is never an accident.
不是出于一个偶然和机会
never the product of random chances.
不是一个偶然的一个机会的产品
but by God's purpose.
而是完全是为了神的目的
otherwise,
出于神的目的
otherwise our life would be essentially meaningless.
不然的话我们的生活我们的生命真的没有任何意义
yes, Bible does tell us that we are totally free for whatever we want to do with that life.
是的，圣经里也讲到，我们完全有自由，可以对我们的生活做出各样的选择。
Even we can indulge it.
我们可以来纵欲。
We can waste it.
我们可以浪费。
Or even to end it.
甚至可以结束我们的生命。
But if we are created by God,
但是如果我们是被神所创造的。
The life we have within us.
我们在我们里面的生命。
Even in the format that are not so happily with the health and the wealth.
甚至是我们的身体没有那么健康，我们的财产没有那么丰富。
It must carry the purpose by God as the creator of our life.
我们也必须来执行神这个我们的创造主创造我们的目的。
And listen, we will be able to discover what that purpose is.
我们就会发现神创造我们的目的是什么。
As we could humbly put down ourselves.
我们可以把如果我们能够谦卑的把我们自己放下来的话。
And come to get to know who has made us.
我们能够认识到是谁创造了我们。
For those who graduate from high school in the spring.
对这些要高中毕业的孩子们。
Let me ask you.
让我来问你。
What is the reason that you pick your targeted college?
你选择你上去的那个大学的目的是什么?
What are you going to do with your decision?
你为你所做的决定你要做什么呢?
What is your purpose for your next 4 years in the college?
你在你以后四年的大学生活里面，你的目的是什么呢
？You don't have to throw your answer in my face.
你不需要回答我的问题。
But you have to answer who has made you. Because he created you with a special purpose. It's not you pick your target college, but he pointed this college for you.
不是你选择了这个大学, 而是他把这个大学放在, 选择, 为了你而选择。
If we miss that purpose,
如果我们, 错过了这个目的,
your college years would be essentially meaningless.
你的四年大学生活实在是没有任何意义。
About 3,000 years ago,
在大约3000年前,
there was a king in Israel.
在以色列有一个王,
he got everything with him, even in his youth age.
他拥有了一切，甚至在他非常小的时候，年轻的时候。
Wisdom, power, money, beauty, pleasure.
他的智慧，他的能力，他的财务和他的甚至美丽。
Whatever his heart desired, he had it.
他无论心里想要什么，他都有了。
But he's never satisfied.
但他从来没有满足。
So finally he came to a conclusion.
所以最后他终于得到一个结论。
In the book of Ecclesiastes,
在传道书里面讲,
chapter 1, King Solomon says,
在第一章里面, 这个所罗门王就说,
vanity of vanities, all is vanity.
虚空的虚空, 虚空的虚空, 凡事都是虚空。
What advantage does man have in all his work which he does under the sun?
人一切的劳碌, 就是他在日光之下的劳碌, 有什么益处呢?
Guys, we came to this country for a dream of opportunity. We came to this country for a dream of opportunity.
我们来到这个国家为了我们一个梦想。
But as soon as we reach to our goals,
但是当我们达到目的以后,
we're occupied with a greater emptiness.
我们里面就有一个更大的空虚。
We move from a one house to a bigger house.
我们从一个房子到了另外一个更大的房子。
From a car to a bigger car.
从一个车子到了一个更大的车子。
From a job to a better job.
从一个工作搬到另外一个更好的工作。
From one education degree to a higher degree.
从一个学历到另外一个更高的学历。
But we were never satisfied.
但是我们从来没有满足过。
Guys, this is all about our life before we came to know God.
这是我们在认识神之前的生活。
So in the last chapter of Ecclesiastes,
所以在传道书最后的一章里面就讲到,
verses 13 through 14,
在13节到第14节里面, 12章,
King Solomon says,
这所罗门又说,
Fear God and keep His commandments.
敬畏神, 谨守他的诫命,
because this applies to every person.
这是人所当尽的本分。
For God will bring every act to His judgment, everything which is hidden, whatever it is, good or evil.
因为人所做的事, 连一切隐藏的事, 无论是善是恶, 神都要审判。
In other words, we may enjoy the life of eating, drinking under the sun.
我们可以在日光之下吃喝快乐。
But don't run after it because it is not the purpose.
但是我们不要去追求它, 因为这不是我们的目的。
God Himself is the purpose of our life on earth.
神他自己是我们在地上生活的目的。
And He is the creator, the author, the start point, and the meaningfulness of our life on earth.
他是那个开始的, 他是那个创造者, 他是我们在地上生活一切事情的, 意义的那个, 他是那个作者。
Let's go to Genesis 1:26 through 27.
我们来看创世纪第一章26节到27节。
Man and woman, they are created for purpose.
人, 男人和女人受造为一个目的。
But they are also created of quality.
而且他受造又有一个质量。
Notice here that the Bible tells us,
注意到这里圣经说,
that God made man and woman in His own image according to His likeness.
神造人造男造女是照着他的形象按照他的样式。
What is His image?
他的形象是什么？
And what does his likeness mean?
他的样式是什么意思？
First, it doesn't mean that God has a physical body.
这里不是说神有一个物质的一个形象。
Because our Lord Jesus says in John 4:24 that God is spirit.
因为主耶稣在这个约翰福音第四章二十四节里讲到神是灵。
So we understand that God's image is spiritual.
所以我们这里理解到这个神的这个形象 是属灵的。
Second, the image is a reflection.
而且第二点，这个形象 是一个反应。
The likeness speaks the exactly quality of the reflection.
照着他的样式是指他的那个属灵的那个质量。
For example, if I stand in front of a mirror, if I stand in front of a mirror,
如果我站在一个镜子的面前
，What I expect is to see is exactly the likeness of myself, but not somebody else.
我看到的就应该是我自己的这样式，而不是别人的样式。
So dear brothers and sisters, God made us.
所以弟兄姊妹，神造了我们。
In such a way that we would reflect the very quality of His own nature and glory.
所以他是让我们能够反映出他的这个属灵的质量和他的荣耀。
Like holiness.
比如说他的圣洁。
Love.
他的爱。
And the righteousness and so on.
他的公义还有诸如其他。
And this, of course, distinguishes us from everything else in God's creation.
这也是把我们和神其他创造所分别开来的一地方。
Because God never said to anyone from His creation, except the man and the woman, that you are created in my image.
因为神跟其他受造之物都没有讲过，除了他对人讲过，说你是照着我的形象被造的。
If we think ourselves simply as a highly developed animal,
如果我们觉得说我们是个发育发展非常高级的动物的话，
we actually miss the most important thing that the Bible says about us.
那我们就完完全全错过了神关于圣经上所讲到关于我们的这一点。
So dear brothers and sisters, we should often ask ourselves one question.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们应该问问我们一个问题。
One very important question.
非常重要的问题。
Yes, we know who God is.
是的，我们知道神是谁。
But do we know who we are?
我们知道我们自己是谁吗？
The Bible tells us that we are made of a spiritual quality.
圣经是说我们被造出一个属灵的质量的。
The quality according to God's image.
这个质量是照着神的形象被造的。
And this spiritual quality has made us so unique in God's creation.
在神的创造之中，这个质量让我们是这样子的特别。
Some may say that modern scientific study has already proved that a human gene is about 95%identical to broccoli.
有的人说现在的科学证明说人的基因差不多95%是西兰花。
And some studies show that humans and gorillas get to share 96% of DNA.
人和那个大猩猩差不多有96%的基因是一样的。
Dear brothers and sisters, as God's children,
弟兄姊妹，我们作为神的选民，
We honor science and all the scientific studies.
我们实在是尊重这些科学，尊重科学的研究。
But we are not veggies. We are not the evolutionary offsprings of monkeys.
但是我们不是蔬菜，我们也不是那个猩猩的这个进化。
进化的后代，
进化的后代。
Because the Bible tells us,
因为圣经说
，We are created by God in His own image.
我们是照着神的形象，他自己的形象造的。
This is the spiritual quality we are created of.
这是我们受造的这个属灵的质量。
This spiritual quality sets apart from all other created beings in God's creation.
这个属灵的质量就把我们和其他受造之物完全的分开来。
Not only we are created of purpose,
不光我们有受造的目的，
but also we are created of such a spiritual quality according to His likeness.
我们也受造有这样子一个属灵的质量，是照着他的形象。
This spiritual quality speaks the true needs of our life on earth.
这个属灵的质量说出了我们在地上一个真实的需要。
Some may say, well, since we are all created of a physical body of chemical matters.
有人说我们的身体是物质的身体，有一些化学物质造成。
It must carry the physical needs with it, like eating, drinking, and clothing.
所以我们也必须有一些物质上的需要，就像吃喝和穿衣服。
We don't deny it.
我们也不否认这点。
We are created of a physical body.
我们受造是有一个物质的身体。
It is correct.
是正确的。
Because in Genesis 2:7,
因为第二章第创世纪第二章第七节里面讲
到。It does tell us. It does tell us that God formed a physical body of man from the dust of the ground.
神也的确是用地上的尘土造了一个物质的人。
But dear brothers and sisters, then God breathed the life into man.
但是他就把那个生气又吹到他的鼻孔里面。
It is the breath of His spirit, so that man became a living being.
这是神的气，所以让人成了有灵的活人。
The word "living" here carries not only the physical quality, but also the spiritual quality.
这里这个"活"的意思不光是指属身体的，也是属于属灵的。
I like the Chinese translation better.
我更喜欢这个中文的翻译。
Because Chinese Bible translates the phrase in such a more accurate sense as a living being.With spirit,
因为这个中文的翻译更加的准确，它这里讲的是有灵的活人。
So, dear brothers and sisters, we are created not only physical but also spiritual.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们受造不光是有一个属肉体的身体，更是一个属灵的。
And this spiritual quality carries a deep, abiding hunger.In every heart that only God the Creator can satisfy.
这就造成我们里面有一个非常深的饥渴，只有我们的造物主才能够满足。
We are not created of highly developed animal.
我们不是从一个非常高级的动物变来的。
We are created of spiritual quality, a living being with spirit.
我们是有一个属灵的质量，我们是成了一个有灵的活人。
So in Matthew 6:25,
所以在马太福音第六章二十五节那里讲，
Our Lord Jesus says,
我们主耶稣说，
that we should not worry about what to eat, what to drink, and what to wear.
我们不应当为生命忧虑吃什么，为身体忧虑穿什么，喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。
He doesn't mean that our physical needs don't matter.
他不是说我们身体的需要不重要。
He doesn't mean that we don't have to plan for tomorrow.
他不是说我们不需要为明天计划。
Or we don't have to go to college.
我们不需要去上大学。
Stay in Houston and stay with mom and dad, and you don't have to go to college.
你在休斯顿跟爸爸妈妈在一起，你不需要上大学。
In order to be spiritual and love God better.
为了能够让你来成为属灵的人而爱父母爱神。
He doesn't mean that we don't have to find a job.
他不是说我们不需要找工作。
Or we don't have to go to physical doctors if something wrong with our body.
如果我们身体出问题了，我们不需要去看一个医生。
No, definitely not.
这不是这个意思。
Listen to what Jesus says to us.
我们来听听看主耶稣怎么说的。
For isn't life more than food and the body more than clothing?
不是生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
The life and the body here means the spiritual quality inside of us.
这个生命和这个身体指的是我们里面的这个属灵的质量。
So guys, Jesus was telling us that there is more the spirit than any other physical needs in our life on earth.
这里主是说，在我们里面这个属灵有更多的，比我们的身体有更多的需要。
But we often put them in the reverse order.
但是通常我们把它这个次序放反了。
And we are so focused on the material supplements like eating, drinking, and clothing than the spiritual quality.
我们是非常注意到我们应该吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，然后再注意到属灵的需要。
We tend to say that we love the Lord.
我们常说我们爱主。
And we are delighted to walk with Jesus.
我们喜悦与主同行。
But we often put everything in the wrong order and we focus the wrong items.
但是我们通常把事情放了一个错误的次序，专注于一个错误的事情。
I knew a brother many years ago.
我很多年前认识一位弟兄。
We used to serve the Lord together in the same church.
我们在一个教会里面共同服侍神。
But all of a sudden, he quit the church and disappeared from our sight.
突然之间他就消失了，从教会里面的从教会的服侍里面消失了。
Later he called me.
后来他就给我打电话
and explain
他就解释说
that his application to a dental school was granted
他申请那个牙医的学校已经被批准了
then he said to me
然后他就说
I want to commit all my time and energy to the dental school
我需要把我所有的时间和精力用在这个 学校里面
and he said Brother Tony
一个弟兄跟我说
Let meFirst, to be a successful dentist in the world.
让我先成为在让我在这个世界上成为一个成功的牙医。
Then I would be better in loving God and serving His purpose.
然后我才能更好的来爱主，然后为他的目的来服侍。
My dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
In Matthew 6:33,
在马太福音六章三十三节那里讲。
Our Lord Jesus promised us that seek first the kingdom and the righteousness of God, then all things you need shall be added to you.
主耶稣说你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
It means that as a matter of fact, we are created of a spiritual quality.
这意思是说我们受造是有一个属灵的质量的。
We got to set our priorities straight.
我们必须要把我们这个优先权放对了。
Put the spiritual quality at the top.
把这个属灵的质量放在第一位。
Then everything else in our life on earth will come into place.
然后我们在地上所有的生活就能够顺其自然。
Guys, in order to follow Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，如果为了要来跟随主
，You can't change and reverse that order.
你不能够把这个次序变了。
For we are created of spiritual quality by His design in His creation.
因为我们受造是照着他的设计，是被他所创造。
This spiritual quality also speaks the relationship.
这个属灵的质量也说到一个关系。
God created us.
神造了我们。
In His image.
是照着他的形象。
Not only he can express his nature and glory through us，
不光他可以把他自己的这个性情、他的荣耀借着我们彰显出来。
But also we would be able to come into an intimate relationship with him。
我们也可以跟他有一个非常亲密的关系。
We can talk to him。
我们可以跟他讲话。
And have a conversation with him.
可以他有一个交谈。
We can walk with him.
我们可以跟他同行。
And have him walking alongside of us.
可以让他跟我在我们的身边行走。
All of this intimate relationship comes through the spiritual quality he had placed in us in the beginning.
所有这一切都出于他在起初创造我们的时候，在我们里面放下那个属灵的质量。
Without the spiritual quality he placed in us,
没有那个他放在我们里面的属灵的质量。
There is no relationship between man and God.
这个人和神之间是没有关系的。
If you talk to him,
如果你跟他讲话
，you talk to the air.
你在跟空气说话。
So the spiritual quality is so important for us to maintain that relationship between man and God.
这个属灵的质量是这样的重要，能够来维持我们跟神之间的关系。
Many years ago,
很多年前
，the city of San Antonio had spent multi-million dollars.
这个圣安东尼奥城市花了上百万的钱
into a local hospital renovation project.
在这个医院里面，要来更装修这个医院。
They had to knock down the old buildings and replace them with the most modern equipment.
他把那个旧的医院拆了，把盖了一个非常先进的医院。
As the grand opening days coming up closely,
在那个医院要开门的时候。
Everybody in the city administration was so excited.
在一个这个市政的管理人员，每一个人都是非常的激动。
So they organized a huge ceremony for its grand opening days.
就为了这个开业大典，他们有了一个 典礼。
They invited the guests, including the state governor.
他们把那甚至邀请的客人，甚至把州长都邀请过来。
But on that day, as they cut the ribbon,
当那一天他们把那个剪开的时候，那个
剪彩
的时候
，there was no tap water available in the whole building.
在整个大楼里面没有那个水龙头打开没有水。
And it was very embarrassing.
这是非常的难堪的一件事情。
For a $1 million project, that there was no tap water available.
在这样这个上百万的大楼里面，竟然没有水。
So after a thorough inspection,
过了一个经过一个非常严格的检查以后
，the crew found that the outlet pipe was by mistake connected to the inlet pipe.
这个工作人员发现，原来这个出口和那个进口管子连在一块儿。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
，we all want to hear God for His guidance and blessings.
我们真的是非常非常想知道神的带领，也想接受他的祝福。
But are we in the right connection?
但是我们连的对吗
？Or we are now in a position as that embarrassing?Hospital building in San Antonio.
还是我们跟那个在圣安东尼奥那个非常尴尬的医院大楼一样。
In Paul's First Corinthians 2:11.
在哥林多前书二章十一节里那里讲。
He says that for who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of the man? Even so, the thoughts of God no one knows except the spirit of God.
除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了神的灵，谁知道神的事
？Guys, for what purpose were so often to encourage God's children come to the prayer meeting of the church?
我们为了什么目的这样子鼓励弟兄姊妹来到祷告聚会呢
？Why is the prayer meeting stands next to the table meeting?
为什么这个祷告聚会跟那个饼杯聚会是这样的，同样的重要呢
？Why is the spiritual quality the key issue for us to fellowship with God among God's children？
为什么这个跟神的交通是这样子的，在属灵质量里面是这样重要的一点呢
？The answer is very simple。
这答案其实非常简单。
You have to connect God through right connection。
你需要跟神连接是通过一个正常的连接，正确的连接。
Because our Lord Jesus says God is spirit.
因为神说主耶稣说神是灵。
So those who worship Him must worship in spirit and the truth.
所以敬拜他的人需要用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
Let's go to our last Bible readings in Genesis 2:15-17 and 3:21.
我们来到最后一点是创世纪的二章十五到十七节和三章二十一节。
Man is the creator of purpose.
神人被造有目的。
Man is the creator of quality.
人被造有一个属灵的质量。
And the man is the creator of salvation.
神人被造也是出于神的拯救。
I know we are ready to ask a question of all questions.When it comes to this passage,
我知道我们都要有来到这一节圣经的时候，我们都要有一个问题。
In this verse and in this moment,
在这一节里面，在这一刻的里面
，That is why would God put two trees in the garden?
为什么神在这个园子里面放了两棵树
Or why would he place Adam and Eve in front of the tree of knowledge of good and evil?
他为什么把亚当和夏娃放在了知识善恶树的面前？
That he had already known that they are going to eat the fruit from that particular tree.
他不知道亚当和夏娃会吃这个知识善恶树上的果子吗？
Why wouldn't he place just one tree of life there?
他为什么不把只把生命树放在那里呢？
Then it would eliminate all the problems of sin.
这就把所有的问题都解决，都除去了。
Not only for the first generation, but also for the generations after Adam and Eve.
不光是在第一个世代，甚至包括亚当夏娃后来的世代。
We have asked the questions, and some of you are even wondering right now.
我们已经问过这个问题，甚至有些当中的人还在问这个问题。
Guys, man and woman are created of a loving relationship with God.
因为我们受造是出于我们跟神之间一个非常相爱的关系。
What he desired the most from his creation is a loving relationship with them.
他期望于跟他受造之间有一个非常相爱的关系。
So that they won't be forced but be able to make their own choice.
所以他们不是说被迫的，而是他们能够自己做一个决定。
Freely based on the spiritual quality within them.
是出于他们里面这个属灵的质量。
For whether or not they are going to dedicate their lives to the purpose of God that created them.
他们能不能够把自己交托给神所创造的目的？
Guys, God doesn't create a robot controlled by keyboard.
神没有造了一个机器人被这个鼠标所控制。
But a living being with spirit.
而是一个有灵的活人。
With full ability to make their own choice.
有这个能够自己做决定的这个能力。
Openly.
公开的。
Freely.
自由的。
And voluntarily to fall in love with him.
自愿的与他相爱。
God never forced you to love him.
神从来没有强迫我们爱他。
Even though his desire for man and the woman is they love him.
虽然他非常盼望人男人女人来爱他。
That's why the choice between two trees becomes the main line of the whole Bible.
所以这个两棵树成了整本圣经的一个主题。
And that choice still functions in our journey in following God.
那个决定在我们跟随主的道路上还是一个功能。
Dear brothers and sisters, all our life following God.
在我们跟随主的道路上。
Is based on our choice.
是取决于我们的决定。
Choice matters.
这个决定非常的重要。
Choice matters our life.
决定在我们的生活里面非常的重要。
Choice matters the relationship between God and us.
这个决定取决于我们决定了我们和神之间的关系。
We don't want to force you.
我们想强迫你。
But we want to tell you the truth. Your choice matters your relationship with God.
但是我告诉你的决定决定了你和神的关系。
But if we read through the entire chapter three, entire three chapters of Genesis.
当我们把整个创世纪三章读完的时候。
We read it all the way to the end.
我们从一直读到结束。
It is quite depressing.
是非常的让人觉得沮丧。
That even though God had created a man of woman of a purpose.
虽然神造了这些人造了人有目的。
And he created them in his own quality.
虽然他照着自己的质量来造的。
So man and a woman would be able to make their choice according to their ability.
使人可以照着他们的能力来做一个选择。
Then God gave them the chance before two trees.
神也给人一个机会在这个两棵树面前
for the purpose of practice
为了这个练习
to be able to fulfill the purpose that he had created them for
为了达到他创造人的目的
but sadly they failed
但是很遗憾非常难过他们失败了
under the tree of knowledge of good and evil
失败在这个知识善恶树上
And that failure still affects us even in today.
那个失败到今天还在影响我们。
As the Bible says in Romans 3:23.
在罗马书三章二十三节那里讲到。
We all know that the Bible says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
我们都知道那里说到世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Since then, we all have been living under the curse of Genesis 2:17.
从那时候开始起，我们都活在创世纪二章十七节的一个咒诅底下。
For the day that you eat the fruit, you shall surely die.
你吃的日子，你必定死。
Not only our physical body will put to an end.
不光我们的身体会受伤害。
But also men and women.
而且男人和女人。
Would have to be driven out from the face of God.
被要从神的面前赶出去。
Which means.They have lost the spiritual quality within them.
他们也失掉了在他们里面这个属灵的质量。
They have been cut off from the intimate relationship with God.
他们被从和神之间这个亲密的关系给切断了。
But dear brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姊妹们，
this wasn't the end of the story.
这不是这个故事的结束。
In fact, this is the beginning of the whole Bible.
这是这个整本圣经的一个开始。
This is the true hope for us as the generations after Adam and Eve.
这是我们亚当夏娃之后这个世代的盼望。
The clothes of animal skin that God made for them.
这个神用皮子做的衣服。
Was from the animal sacrificed on their behalf to cover their sin.
是从这个动物。为了他们所做出牺牲这个动物的皮做成的
to cover their mistake
是来遮掩他们的错误
even though they were cut off from God
虽然他们被从神面前切断了
but God would never cut off himself from them and the generations after them
但是神从来不会把自己和他们切断也不会把自己和他们后世来切断
and this cloth of animal skin
这个动物的皮
also serves as a reminder that someday
也作为一个提醒说有一天
God will provide a perfect sacrifice
神会提供一个完美的祭物
not only it covers
不光它遮掩
but also it wipes away once for all
也把我们所有的也会永远的擦干净
so in John 1:29
所以在约翰福音一章二十七二十节里讲到
When John the Baptist saw Jesus was coming
当时那个使徒约翰看见主来的时候
And he pointed Jesus
他就 指着主耶稣说
And he shouted out
他就大声地说
Behold
看哪
The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world
神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的
Dear brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
Some may say that Jesus' story was started from the gospel books in the New Testament.
主耶稣的故事是从约翰福音那里从那个福音书那里开始的。
But for us, if we read through the first three chapters of the Genesis,
但是对我们来说，如果我们把创世纪前三章读完了
，we know that.Jesus' story really gets started from the very beginning part of the Bible.
我们就知道说主耶稣的故事是从一开始就开始的。
Our time for today is about to run out.
我们今天的时间快要用完了。
Guys, we are created of purpose.
弟兄姊妹，我们受造有一个目的。
We are created of quality.
我们受造有一个属灵的质量。
We are created of salvation.
我们受造是为了拯救。
This.Is the wonderful provision that God put in us from the beginning of the world.
这是神造我们在一开始的时候就给我们的一个供应。
What are you going to do with that?
我们为了这个供，我们能够做什么呢？我们怎么来用这个神的供应呢？
I thank God to give us this chance.
我感谢神给我们这个机会。
We can share the series on Bible characters throughout the Genesis.
我们可以来分享这个圣经人物。
Since the last year, the church was reopened.
从去年教会开放之后。
I want to thank you all for your patience.
我谢谢你们的耐心。
And for your passion to the Word of God.
为了你们对主的爱。
I'm going to finish it with verses from Psalm 8.
我用诗篇第八篇第八篇 来结束。
It says, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor.
我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿，便说人算什么，你竟顾念他；世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
Guys, God didn't just create the heavens and the earth.
弟兄姊妹，神不是只造了天和地。
He had created a man and a woman in his mind for the purpose of glory and honor.
神也造了男人，造了女人，是为了他荣耀的目的。
Life for us is so precious.
生命对我们来说是这样子的宝贵。
Because of his purpose.
是因着他的目的。
Life for us is so hopeful.
生命对我们来说是这样子充满希望。
Because God is the Creator, knows us in every personal way.
因为这个创造主对我们认识我们每一个人。
And He has given us His Son Jesus Christ to be able to live through the life.
他也把他的儿子给了我们，使我们能够过我们的生活。
Let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your word.
主，我们为了你的话感谢你。
And we commit ourselves unto your hand.
我们把我们自己交在你的手中。
May your word support us.
愿你的话来支持我们。
To run through our life following you.
使我们能够来在我们的生活里来跟随你。
Following your purpose you have for us.
来跟随你创造我们的目的。
Lord, we thank you for this time.
我们为这个时间来感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。